How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. How's it going, my friend? Welcome back to the Action After. This week, we're talking about Anna's Action After, which was to take inventory on your life. Now, last week, one of the things we spoke about in the Action After was getting clear on what it is that you want in your life. And I think this episode comes at a perfect time because now that you've gotten a little bit clear on what you want with your life, it's a beautiful sort of balance with taking inventory on your life, right? Finding out where are you in relation to what you want? And also, do you even want the things that are actually in your life? Right? One of the things Anna said is when you take inventory, you want to ask yourself, how do you feel about the things that are already taking up space in your life? Some of the things we have to do, and we spoke about this a lot in the episode, is removing those filters of what you believe you're supposed to do, what you believe is right, what you were maybe conditioned to do throughout your entire life. We want to remove some of those things and we want to get a clear picture on where you're at with those things that are currently taking up space in your life. So in this episode, we're going to dive into three specific things you can do to start taking inventory on your life. And if you joined us last week on the Action After, you noticed that we brought up 8 different areas of your life that you can look at. And today we're actually going to take inventory on those same 8 areas of your life. And if you didn't listen to last week, I'll fill you in. But the 8 different areas of your life that you can choose to take inventory from, this is step 1 of the Action After, is the first one you can look at where you can take inventory is your career. The second area you can take inventory is with your family and friends. The third one is with your significant other or your romance. The next one is with the fun and recreation in your life. The next one is health. Then we have money, personal growth, and physical environment. So what you want to do in step 1 is of those 8 areas, again, career, family, friends, significant other slash romance, fun and recreation, health, money, personal growth, physical environment. What you want to do right now is you want to pick 3 of those areas that you can take inventory on in your life. Now, of course, you can go do it with all 8, but we want to make sure that we actually take action today. So I want to give you a bite-sized piece that you can immediately, right after we get off from today, and even throughout this episode, you can start immediately taking inventory on, right? So we get clear on where things stand and how we can move through them. So that's number 1, pick 3 different areas. And once you pick those 3 different areas, what I'd like you to do is step 2 of the Action After today, is I want you to give yourself an honest rating on where you feel you're showing up in that area of your life, right? So pick 3, maybe you pick career, maybe you pick health, and maybe you pick money, all right? And of those 3, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is your ideal life. Things are incredible. Life could never be any better. And 1 is, you know, things are pretty messy. They're not the way you want them to be. All right. And give yourself a rating. And the first thing that this is really going to do is it's going to give you clarity on where are you in this area of your life, right? The nice part about giving ourselves a rating is it points pretty clearly if we are where we want to be, if we're not, if we have a lot of room to grow, or if we don't have any room to grow and we're really at our peak, right? So rate yourself in those 3 areas. And then once you rate yourself in those 3 areas, there's 1 specific question I want you to ask. This is the 3rd part of our Action After today. And the 3rd part, and more specifically, the question you want to ask and answer is, what would you do if you weren't doing what you were supposed to do? What would you do if you weren't doing what you were supposed to do? One of the beautiful things that Anna spoke about in our episode that came out of COVID for her, obviously there was a lot of chaos in COVID, but one of the beautiful things that came out for her is she had this moment where she had to look at this. She had this moment where she got laid off and she had to look at her life and say, man, I'm not doing this thing I thought I was always supposed to be doing with my life. So if I'm not doing that, well, then what should I do with my life? And she began to remove these filters and uncover that it may not actually been the thing she always wanted to do with her life. So ask yourself the question, what would you do if you weren't doing what you were supposed to do in this area of your life and allow yourself to see where that goes, right? That's one way you can take an inventory, right? Ask yourself, how do you feel about those things that are taking up space in those areas of your life already, right? With your career, how do you feel about the things that are taking up space in your career, right? With your health, how do you feel about the things that are taking up space there? With your money and your finances, how do you feel with the things that are taking up space there? And ask yourself those questions. Now, a second piece I'm going to give you in this sort of third step of the action after is another way you can get clear on your inventory is ask yourself, what would life look like at a level 10 in those areas? What would life look like at a level 10? And what you want to do here is, again, two pieces in this third action after is take a little journal prompt, right? Write this down. Ask yourself, what would you do if you weren't doing what you were supposed to do in this area of your life? And then also, what would 10 look like in this area of your life? And start to give yourself some clarity as you get inventory on where things are and what things could look like if you were at a level 10. All right, so that is going to be the action after this week. All right, go take inventory on your life. Get clear on where are you. And remember to remove those filters. Like, really allow yourself to get into a space that almost has you thinking differently than you've ever thought, right? If you have some weird things that come in, some thoughts you go, I never thought like that, or that sounds odd, just allow those things to come in and embrace them, right? So again, the first step, you want to see these eight areas, pick three that you want to work on. Step two, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. And then finally, answer those questions, right? What would you do if you weren't doing what you were supposed to be doing? And then what would life look like at a level 10? All right, go answer those questions. I would suggest sitting on them, meditating on them for a little bit, and really allowing yourself to give yourself some space to think about some of these things, because it's in that space of thinking that magic can begin to happen in your life. All right, so go take action on those. And if you want to keep hanging out, I got another episode coming right after this where I'm going to sit down with a special guest and we have some really, really fun things we get to talk about in the episode. So if you want to hang around, stick around for that next conversation. And other than that, I will talk with you on the podcast soon. Take care. What's up, my friends? It's Stu and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.